الحمد لله والصلاة على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، سيما الإمام المهدي بقية الله عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Let me talk to those who need to listen from us. As the whole world in the last 2 days, as far as media is concerned, was busy in dealing with a message from Obama to the Muslim world, we need Obama to listen to our message to him. We are not 1.8 billion Muslims or more, an ummah to just get messages from others, while we are the people of the message. Get first our message, and then come and deal with our worldwide ummah. We are the ummah believing in justice, not only for Muslims, but for all human beings, even for animals and plants. We are the ummah who practically, our leaders practiced injustice with everyone. We are not like others who deal with human beings with double standards. If 1,000 Iraqis are killed by the Americans, as they say, by mistake, it can be tolerated. But if one American is killed, it cannot be tolerated. If 1,000 Palestinians are killed by Israelis, it can be tolerated as so-called self-defense. And if one Israeli is killed by Palestinians, it has been titled as terrorism. Mr. Obama, be frank with yourself. When thousands of people were killed in Gaza, what was your stand? Okay, what is your stand today? You say that you want to deal with Muslims with understanding and self and your interest and our interest. Okay. First and foremost, justice. All human beings are equally entitled to justice, whether they are Americans or Palestinians or Iraqis or Afghanis or Iranians, or Africans, or any other human being. Mr. Obama, today, you are and your allies in the West making big noise against the nuclear research in Iran. And Iran wants to use the nuclear research for serving people in the peaceful and civil use. And the neighbor of Arab countries, the illegitimate state of Israel, has 250 nuclear bombs, according to your institutions. So why this double standards? If having nuclear weapon is wrong, is it wrong only for Muslims and right for Israelis? Or is it justice? We want justice. It is not only a matter of talking. Yes, we want peace, no doubt. But peace cannot be achieved without justice. How can you expect Muslims to be peaceful when their rights are being taken away by their enemies? Our dispute with the oppressors will not end until the oppression comes to end. We want our rights. We don't want anyone to oppress any Muslim and even any human being. So look at the origin of the problem. Don't look at the superficial features. The origin of the problem is the oppression. As oppression is the main reason of the conflict in the history of human beings. All the prophets were being sent to fight against oppression. And all the enemies of the prophets were either themselves were oppressors or supporters of the oppressors. And as you know, as Muslims, that we have got in Quran hundreds of verses against oppression and oppressors, and supporting oppressors is a big sin, major sin. And oppression has got degrees. Every level in the human life, oppression can take a shape. Oppression and injustice can be in our individual life when someone does injustice on himself by committing sin, and sin in fact is damaging act against our own individual interest, which we call it sin. And in Quran, Allah speaks about the sinners and He says, "Man ظلم نفسه," those who have done injustice against themselves. And injustice can go further to the wider circle of doing injustice to others, which is more dangerous. And those who do injustice on others are cursed in Quran. Not only they are cursed, but everyone who supports them will be cursed, and he will be going to the hellfire. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Don't rely on those who do injustice, otherwise the hellfire will take you away. Then a bigger circle of injustice is the state injustice. When the ruler misuses his powers to do injustice on countries, millions of people, in all these levels, though there are levels in between, every aspect of our human life has got two options: justice or injustice. Every minute of our life, every word, justice or injustice.